Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, y'all, we wanted to share with you some of the fun we've been having over on Patreon.
We're bringing you short clips from some of our Patreon bonus content. If you like what you hear and want to hear more, head to the link in the episode description or to sinisterhood.com and click Patreon on the top menu.
In this peek, you'll hear a case brought before Judge Christie involving a physical altercation at the happiest place on earth. Then you'll hear us give a listener some advice on wedding planning for her absentee future sister-in-law in a clip from our Dear Sinister advice segment.
Next, you'll hear the tale of a woman concerned about the contents of a mystery box in her fridge in an Am I the Asshole segment. Then you'll hear a clip from our most recent minisode updating you on the second part of Britney Spears and her conservatorship battle.
Finally, we have a clip from a relationship advice segment featuring a woman who found unthinkable photos on her husband's computer that had both of our jaws on the floor.
Just head over to sinisterhood.com and click Patreon on the top banner for full episodes, details on all the benefits, and to subscribe today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Judge Christie. The cases are really from the internet. Her jurisdiction is unlimited. Her rulings are final. Before we begin, all rise.
You may be seated. Thank you, Bailiff.
You
are Bailiff,
very welcome.
Today is a special day in the courtroom.
Yes, Your Honor.
You know what that's the sound of?
What's that?
It's the sound of two gavels banging.
She's double gaveling it. I love
that.
When I envisioned the double gavel, I thought you'd have one in each hand, but you got two gavels in one hand.
Well, it's because I was holding the thing to bang them on, but now I do have them in.
The gavel.
Now I just wanted to show you. So now I'm going to set it on my desk, and now I'm ruling with two gavels.
Your Honor, I do need to ask, does each gavel have a meaning?
Oh.
Like, is one, you know, denied or
approved?
Granted. It's
my thought was
granted,
depending
or
on the severity of my ruling, it's either a one gavel or a two gavel bang.
Oh, I'd love that even more.
But you know what? This is organic, and I think we'll probably figure this out together, and this could morph into who knows what in a couple episodes later, you know?
We're ready to figure out the double gavel bang together.
Yes.
Like a loving relationship that we
yes.
are. Your Honor, I've got three cases on the docket this evening. I have, they're all three from our beloved jury members.
I love it.
The first one is from Tyler Schwartz on our Patreon Facebook group. Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you, Tyler.
If I may, Your Honor, I'll ask you in advance if you believe that you are at all biased, and if you believe you should recuse yourself because this does involve Disney World. If you can be fair and impartial, we may proceed.
As you will hear on the main feed episode that will come out on Wednesday, Tommy just got back from Disney World. Was I there? No, I wasn't. Were our kids there? No, they weren't. It was just him.
They were very much at home with you alone.
For 6 days straight. Jesus, take the wheel. But he did bring us back a ton of gifts. So he was not just there like gallivanting around Disney by himself. He was there for a work conference that just so happened to be at Disney World. And like the whole thing was just like taking clients on these like amazing Disney experiences, including like this VIP tour. It was nice. But I did get some wonderful gifts, and I can proceed with being unbiased to the happiest place on earth.
Fair and impartial. Excellent, Judge. Well, this is coming from Reddit user LexiP11. The title is Physically Assaulted at Epcot.
Oh, yikes. I hope it wasn't a character.
It was Goofy. No, I'm kidding. So this happened today, August 3rd, 2021, at Epcot around 8:30 p.m. My boyfriend and I sat on a concrete bench around the plants near the water beside Canada, waiting for Epcot's nighttime show to begin. A few minutes before the show began at 9 p.m., a woman and her teenage daughter walked up, and the daughter sat down next to my backpack. The mother asked me whose backpack it was, and I said mine. She asked me to move it. I kindly responded, "Oh, no, ma'am, I'm sorry, we're trying to social distance. Besides, who wants someone sitting right next to them shoulder to shoulder when there's tons of standing room?" The woman proceeds to roll her eyes and call me a jackass and trash. My boyfriend politely says, "Please do not call us names." The argument went on from there. While I was getting yelled at by the daughter, another woman comes running up to me and is 2 inches from my face. I literally thought she was about to kiss me, and proceeds to yell at me as well, telling me to shut the fuck up. We're all trying to watch the fireworks. She then pokes me in the chest and pushes me back to the bushes behind me. I get on my feet and push her off of me, and her football build of a husband gets in my face and lays his hands on my boyfriend's chest and begins yelling at him. At this point, I see a cast member walk by, and I inform her that we need security. After the show is over, both families dart off immediately. Security got one family in custody, the woman who assaulted me. Fast forward an hour, and we're inside a security office speaking with Orange County Sheriff's Department. They informed me that if I press charges for battery assault, she can press charges as well because Disney allegedly did not have cameras in that one area on the main pathway that we were sitting in.
Mm.
And the officer claimed that she could say that the officer said she could claim I laid hands on her first. Disney security was actually wonderful, very quick and very attentive to me. The only thing I'm irritated with is the lack of footage to prove this lady is guilty. I apologize for the long story, but has anyone had an experience with this, or does anyone have some advice? I'm at a stump. I think she probably meant I'm stumped. But you know what? I'm going to start saying that. I'm at a stump.
I like that. I'm at a stump. Yeah.
I'm in utter shock that I was physically assaulted tonight, and the lady walked out of the park freely. Judge Christie, can you help?
You know what? Here's what I've learned about Disney World from Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
People are assholes and miserable. And like, he told me so many stories of shit like this. And I'm like, you were on vacation with your family and you're choosing to behave like that at Disney World? That's wild.
Thousands of dollars it costs to go to Disney World.
And I wonder if that's part of it. If you're like, I paid $10,000 to, do you see how I'm holding these?
She's got two gavels aloft. This is why we got to do these on video. She's wielding a gavel in each hand, and I paid $10,000 to go to Disney World.
But I think you're like even more pissed because you're like, I will enjoy.
People don't just start acting like this.
I am such a control freak. I would die first before I just let like my future sister-in-law planned my entire wedding.
I mean, I literally told you I wanted you to come to my design meeting with the wedding planner.
Please don't let that be a bit.
Because no, it's not a bit.
That is my dream. Please.
I just emailed the wedding planner before we started recording tonight, and I said, could you please let me know when we're going to have what available times, because I need to coordinate because we're about to go on tour and we both need to be here. And I
would love that.
I don't really. I have no real opinions on like charger plates, but I feel like you
God,
do.
I do so many.
And we also dress alike enough that I know if you picked a design, people are going to be like, this design is gorgeous. I'm like, yeah, it is.
I will relish in the fact that like I'm sitting at the dinner at the wedding and be like, this looks really good.
I was going to say, when everyone's like, oh my God, this is
gorgeous.
Oh, I'm
not going to say that I did it or had any part in it. I'm just going to internally know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for being here, particularly if you're enjoying the place settings and the flowers. But no, because I feel like I don't have a good design eye, but I'm also not like, okay, Christy, here's my wedding planner's number. You guys just deal with it. Like, I'm going to actually just go on a vacation with my friends. Like, that's insane.
That's wild. Yeah. That's totally crazy.
I would like to be there, even though I'm the one that's like, tell me what to say.
Yeah.
But I would at least show up.
To show that, you're not just dumping stuff, even if it's just like a gesture. At least it shows like I'm not totally putting this off on you.
Well, and I think because did it say, okay, she'll pay their way on these trips? I was going to say, so they've gotten engaged.
Also, shouldn't you be saving your money for this wedding? I mean, I don't know. People, who knows how people pay for weddings or the family pays for it.
Also, having the sister put stuff on the registry.
It's weird.
That's weird. But that was my question is if you don't, I don't think everybody has to have a wedding. If you don't want to have a wedding, don't.
Maybe she get married. Maybe it's not her thing. Maybe Esteban, it's his thing more, which is totally fine. But like maybe she's just like, I don't really care.
You got to communicate that because then, you know, there's probably a middle ground you could meet on versus dumping it on him and then him reaching out to the person that he loves and trusts and
even
saying,
if you,
could you please help me with
even
this?
If you don't care and it's not your thing, you should care some because it is the thing of the person that you love and that you're going to marry.
Yeah, it's important to them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes me queasy about the future.
I'm just going to throw this out there and I could be totally off base and I hope I am, but Brunhilde, are we sure Esmeralda wants to be married at all?
It indicates to me that it doesn't seem like a priority. And I would feel like if Paris didn't give a shit about anything with the wedding, it's not to bring it back to the office. But when Pam was planning the wedding with Rory, he's like, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Like, wouldn't even pick a date. You know, it's like somebody's just taking you for granted. You can't be mad on your brother's behalf, though. It's his relationship. Mm-hmm. But you could also express to him and say, It's hard for me to be excited because I am seeing behavior that indicates that she doesn't respect you.
I'm concerned that this could lead to other things. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like the Esmeralda values Esteban's time because herself is her priority to go party or, you know, whatever she does on these trips. Maybe she's going to museums. What do I know? But traveling and not basically doing anything that's not wedding planning and forcing it on him, that's basically saying your time is not as important as or valuable as mine. You go do it.
Even if you're not planning a wedding, I don't know the relationship maybe works for them, but I would think that maybe we should explore the fact that once a month she's going on a vacation without him.
Yeah. And will that continue? And again, what's going to happen if children come along?
A lot of people go on vacations because they're seeing other people. And again, I don't want to accuse this person. I don't know them. You know, I'm just, to me, that stood out more than even asking somebody to plan what stood out more than that.
Short answer. But it's, first of all, I think we can all agree it's not olives. There's like no chance.
No,
no chance.
And as someone who loves olives, I'm offended that he's even trying to
paint olives in this
bad light.
Don't bring him into this. But yeah, I think he's doing something illegal because he's obviously done it before when she said, he holds car parts and things for his friends.
Well, the car part and then something like this, maybe he is building some sort of a bomb.
I don't know. Watch out.
I mean, if you've got like, if you don't know a lot about cars or car parts and you're like, these are my car parts. And it's like, that also looks like something that could make a pipe bomb. And then you've also got, it's something unsavory, illegal.
Yeah, regardless. Yeah. What do we say with all the, is a lot of times it's am I the asshole or the relationship? It's a breakdown in communication between the partners here. That she, you know, he's obviously closed the door to any sort of questions about what could possibly be going wrong. And then also she's doesn't feel comfortable, whether for safety reasons, emotional abuse reasons, or just doesn't, you know, in general intimacy reasons, not to be able to ask him. In that case, open that shit, because you may go to, you know, or just take it to the cops and go, this was in my house. I don't know. I don't know what this is.
What was her question? And she asked. They're like, oh yeah, these are just some green
olives.
These are
great. And they eat them all. And then Jason's real mad. He's like, those are my grandpa's only olives. My grandpa's dead and his farm is closed. Her question was, is she an asshole because she cleaned the refrigerator out?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I mean, if she was told, if she's operating under the guise that these are olives and she's trusting her partner that these are olives and they can also be kept out and they're not going to like go bad. Then mm-hmm. No, she's not an asshole. If he was like, these are highly illegal vaccines and they can't not be refrigerated. Well, one, that's a whole other thing. But then, yeah, she might be an asshole because she set them on the counter for 2 hours while she cleaned the fridge.
I mean, he just said that the olives really needed to be in the fridge. He said, be cautious and don't open it. Yeah,
so
there's
he's telling her not to open it. Why wouldn't? Yeah, dude. Mm-mm. Nah.
Mm-mm.
I
fuck out of here.
Have got to know what's going on.
The Reddit username is AITA Fridge Out 4563. It was posted 7 days ago. And I clicked on their post. They have not made another post. And then their comments are someone said, what does your husband do for work? Sanitation, construction. These are like mafia ones. Mm-hmm. She said, no, he works as an assistant at a marketing company. And then another person said, let's see. I don't know that it's
marketing
typical.
Marketing company.
I don't know that it's typical to leave everything out for hours to clean a fridge. I usually do a shelf at a time, and that way it doesn't compromise any groceries. This method sounds like it may be able to compromise your groceries. She said, I only kept the unopened canned goods out of the fridge with no issues. The vegetables can stay out of the fridge for a couple of hours. I've done it before. Nothing goes rotten. It's just vegetables. I try to clean one shelf at a time, but it's just easier to do it all at once.
I will agree that her method of cleaning the fridge is bizarre. I've never cleaned a fridge like that, but to each their own. I've also never unplugged a fridge when I've cleaned it. But I guess if she had the doors open and was like taking everything out and had the doors open for a while, then that would mm-hmm. make sense why you would unplug it, I guess. But that's not even the issue. The issue is 100% that there's something in this box.
Well, and she said, I told my husband that the olives are fine, room temperature. I know that they don't get rotten if kept out of the fridge for hours. He still thought I didn't know for sure. And he kept saying I shouldn't tamper with other people's stuff. So yeah,
he's definitely like using this friend as the excuse of why and, you know, trying to make her feel guilty about it. It's all.
Yeah. Someone said, what is in the box? And the original poster said, like my husband said, it's freshly picked olives, but I never opened it to see for myself. You're living in a fantasy world, man. That's not olives.
Like my husband said. So she doesn't even, she's not even saying there's something not olives in the box. She's just asking if she's the asshole for putting the olives. So she's operating under the assumption still that these are olives.
It's either ignorance due to fear or willful ignorance because of denial. Someone's like, did you just open the box? And she said, no, why would I, since my husband said it contained olives. Honestly, I don't know why people here think it's weird. My husband can be a little too dramatic and overprotective of others' belongings. And since the box of olives belongs to his friend, then why bother looking inside of it? It's not like he took it from a stranger.
The in-depth article by investigative journalists Ronan Farrow and Gia Tolentino detailed many insights into Britney's recent life, emotional and verbal abuse, manipulation, threats, gaslighting, isolation, all took place under Jamie's watchful eye, with Jamie himself as the ringleader. We will get into all of the details from that bombshell article in the next update we do.
Yeah, it's when all this stuff is starting to finally come out, I think it just goes to show that way back when the very first person typed the words Free Britney on the internet, that they were initially subject to ridicule, but then have been repeatedly and sadly proven right.
What started as, I don't want to say a joke, but was mocked by a lot of people has become what will, I mean, laws will change because of this. And I mean, huge allegations of abuse have come out. I mean, it turned into something I don't even think the people that started Free Britney ever anticipated.
No, not at all. And I think it's one of those where you don't want to be right, but it turns out you were way more right than you ever even knew, where you're like, she should be able to pick her own car. And it's like, oh, she's being forcibly sterilized.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much worse. She's being, I mean, emotionally abusive, screamed at, called names, fat shamed. Like, it's so much worse than you could have ever imagined.
For so long. Half her life, basically. I mean, arguably probably before that, because she started performing when she was in her single digits. But I mean, if she gets out of it in the next year or two, that's probably more than a third of her life she has been under. And you don't just recover from that. I mean, she will then be in years and years of therapy. And this is, I mean, it has changed her as a person. Like we talked about, like, abuse changes you on a molecular level.
And she's been controlled, screamed at. I mean, it's, I was watching a thing about exonerees and what that feeling of like almost nakedness and confusion when suddenly someone doesn't tell you when you can and can't go to the bathroom, when you can and can't shower, when you can and can't, you know, go to the doctor, that she's going to have to, it's going to take a lot to readapt to that freedom of, oh, I can do anything I want to do. Oh, I don't have to. I mean, she's basically, it's the same schedule as if she's in prison. You know, she can't just get up and go wherever she wants. She goes to Maui. I mean, you know what I mean? But
she has to get permission to do all of that.
Well, and when she's there, there are people who get on the phone and report back to her dad exactly what she's doing and what she says. And that thought of, I can just do anything I want whenever I want. It's like, no, you have to ask your dad's permission and you're a grown up.
Yes, I was just about to compare it to people when they get out of prison, and also to people when they get out of cults. I said on the last one, like, she's basically been a victim of a cult this entire time with her dad as the leader, and she's going to have to get deprogrammed and almost like introduced back into society in the way that, like, we all want to live and we all should be able to live.
Yeah. And hopefully repair that relationship she has with her kids. And she wants to have more children, which is reports that she does. Obviously, she said she said that when in her testimony. And, you know, just be happy and free and be married. And again, or be sad and make mistakes and fuck up, because that's the right you have. You know, if you're not harming yourself or somebody else to the point that, you know, you can't function in life, we're all allowed to make mistakes and buy stupid shit. And, you know, stop working if you want to stop working, if you have multi-millions of dollars.
When she said in her testimony, and this can be, so what do we think? When she said, I want to be able to ride in the car with my boyfriend. What a simple request that she is being denied. And I mean, it's so important to her that it was included in the same breath as, I've also been forced to get an IUD. I'm being forced to work against my will. I'm being drugged. Like, all of her freedoms from something that we take for granted, like just riding in the car with our friends, to something we can't even imagine, like being forced sterilization. It's all happening. She gets nothing.
And she compared the hours that she was forced to work and the lack of bodily autonomy to being sex trafficked.
Yeah.
She said the closest thing I could compare it to is being sex trafficked. And additionally, talking about living in a cult or being in prison, she cannot pick a phone up and call anybody. They keep her phones away from her. They change the numbers in her phone so she cannot get a hold of people. They wouldn't let her take phone numbers from people who wanted to say, hey, let's catch up. Let me give you my number. They're like, no. Or let me get your number. They're like, no, she can call you. And then they would change digits. So then, I mean, she has been emotionally abused and manipulated.
And then they
isolated.
Would gaslight and be like, well, they didn't call you, so they must not want to be friends with you. It's no, because they didn't have her number. Wasn't it, was it AJ McClain that came out and said?
I think it was Lance.
Yeah, that said that they had that interaction. She's asked for strangers' phones in the bathrooms of places just to call someone. I mean, it's like a hostage victim or a kidnap victim that, like, you're out in a public place and you just ask anybody for help to try and get a hold of someone that might be able to help you. And she's one of the biggest celebrities in the world.
And that's what the people that she's interacted with said. I was at the grocery store and Britney Spears came up to me and was like, I have to use your phone. Or I was at the gym on the treadmill and Britney Spears said, can I use your phone? I mean, can you imagine that you're like, am I dreaming? Is this like a hidden camera situation? It's like, no, it's not a dream. She's in a nightmare. That's what she has to resort to, is approaching strangers, again, begging for help. But, well, you didn't file that petition you were supposed to file, so we're not going to let you out.
But also those strangers who know nothing about what's going on, then that perpetuates Britney Spears is crazy.
Yes.
She's a multi-million dollar pop star and she just asked to borrow my phone. Like she is mentally unstable. No, she's just being held prisoner and she's...
We both share pretty much open phone policy, which just came natural. For instance, sharing pictures, grabbing the next device available to look something up, etc. We both have iPhones, and I recently stumbled across the possibility to mask/fade out pictures and so that they will only appear in a special folder. This caught my attention concerning his phone. Last Monday, when he went for his swim training, he left his phone at home and I went for it. What I found was beyond every expectation. I thought maybe I would find some random porn or pictures of his ex or something. But instead, I found pictures and slow-mo videos he took in the office over a span of a few weeks of his now former secretary. She is a 21-year-old, pretty attractive girl. He recently got a new job, and the pictures started around the time he knew he was going to quit his old job and therefore probably wouldn't see the secretary again. The pictures mainly focused on her ass, her legs, and her feet in high heels. There was also saved profile pictures of hers from social media. Then there was something else, which I cannot or still do not want to believe. A series of pictures showing her ass in a tight, dark jeans with fresh, wet stains of something that looks like sperm on it.
Ah!
He kind of has a fetish for anything that has to do with girls getting messy with sperm in porn and or real life. I felt really shocked, and I can't think of anything else since I found that Pandora's box. I did not talk to him about it yet. He's not suspecting anything, even though I could not act normal around him. He keeps asking me what's wrong. I told him I don't feel well due to my period, which is also true. So please, can you share your opinion with me? How should I approach this? Should I even approach it? Is this normal behavior? Has anyone else experienced something like this? Thank you for your support.
Okay, so was he sleeping with the secretary?
Okay, it says, thank you for your support. Regarding your comments, here's some more context. He spoke to me about the secretary regularly when he would tell me about his day at work. She was his personal secretary/assistant. They also talked private stuff, but nothing inappropriate. More like small talk, what did you do over the weekend, etc. At least that's what he told me. But it seemed like he was always trying to make me a bit jealous. It seemed to be a turn on for him. So by telling me innocent things about other girls that were obviously attractive, like for instance, she had new nails now, which look way better. Or today she dressed a little bit inappropriately for work. He always did so with a smile. And of course I knew it was going on or what he was up to. And of course, in retrospect, he talked about her in that certain way. Most of the time it didn't bother me since I was sure it was something childish that he just needed for himself. Most of the time I would not react. He has no social connection to her anymore, not on social media and not in real life. The only connection they do have is their phone numbers. She sometimes reaches out to him to ask him work-related stuff, since not all of his cases and projects were finished when he left his job. He openly tells me that when there was contact. It seemed normal to me. What I don't know where he has the social media pictures from. I looked it up and they're not connected on Instagram or Facebook and all her profiles are set to private. He doesn't use any social media as far as I know. Some of the pictures were WhatsApp profiles. Pictures. That makes me wonder a bit. Should I hold myself back for a few days and see if the folder is updated? What do you guys think? I feel the urge to check his other devices, but I've resisted myself so far.
Girl, check it all. Check it all. What are you talking about?
Dig through. So,
okay, yeah, this guy, he's got a bunch of throwaway accounts is why you can't find anything, my dude.
Shady. One time I worked at a place and on Facebook, a thing popped up that said, you know, what it was, this like completely random name, like Augustus Wondersnap. Once, you know, you may know this person, and it was definitely a completely fake name, but the profile picture of a person that I worked with, and I was like, you shady, like you made a fake Facebook, because he had a real Facebook and I was friends with him on Facebook. But on what I think, like on Facebook, if you punch in your phone number, it suggests you to people that are like, or like you share contacts with.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like, just he easily could have made a fake profile.
Oh, sure. I mean, I know a lot of people that for their jobs have mm-hmm. fake profiles or just fake like names,
change
at least.
Their names.
Yeah.
So it says another update. I'm pretty collected right now, but I think I'll have another sleepless night. I have a plan. I need to find out, since so many of you suspect there's more to it. Tomorrow he will be at work while I'm working from home. All of his devices except for his phone will be here. I will look at them. I simply have to know. I know this could backfire, but I'm being totally egotistical here. He lost his right to privacy the moment he took pictures of this young lady. She's a true sweetheart. I met her a few times. I'm getting angry writing this. I will find out and I will save the evidence to confront him. I will keep you updated.
But what was on her ass?
We don't know yet.
Well, yeah, I'm wondering, because if it looks like jism and it smells like jism, it's probably jism.
Okay, here it is. Last update.
Oh, God.
Sorry for making you guys wait for so long. Now I'm sitting here at my sister's house spending the first night without him for years. It's 10 p.m. here in Europe, if you wondered. After one of you guys told me about the photo app on the Mac, I opened it. It is a mirror of his phone. This is true. The iCloud backs everything up. So, like, all my pictures are on all my devices. So, I opened the app on the Mac. It was a mirror of his phone and then some. There was a hidden folder with all of his spy pictures. There was an album by the name of her initials. It was the single most disgusting thing I ever saw. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, your face. What's happened? Oh,
it's
God.
My eyes read faster than my mouth, so I'm always reading ahead while I'm talking. He took... Okay, I can't.
What? You have to... What is it? What is it?
Okay, I can't. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I have so many things running through my head of what it could be. Well, if you liked what you heard, consider supporting the show on Patreon by heading to sinisterhood.com and clicking Patreon in the top banner.
Thanks for listening and keep it creepy.
Sinisterhood. I'm going to kill you.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.